Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Number one in trailers and skid steer attachments, sales, service, repair, maybe it's some parts you need. They have hours here on this Saturday morning, just on the south edge of I-94 in Avon, Midsoda Manufacturing. Well, this morning we check in with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, or a commissioner here in Minnesota, Tom Peterson. Now, Tom was recently on a trade trip with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and many others, a six-day trip as they made their way to the United Kingdom and Finland and discussing, well, Minnesota agriculture and Minnesota trade. And once again, an outstanding trip, as Tom Peterson joined us and recapped his few days across the pond.
Yeah, it really was, you know, so we were able to go for a whole week with the governor. We had 60 total people on our trip, and we had 15 people in our ag track that I led, and we had outstanding farm leaders, you know, from the Wheat Growers Farmers Union. We had people from Hormel and just the Port of Duluth, and we really had really great high-level meetings. And, you know, just the UK and Finland are interesting opportunities. If you take them both, they're both about the same size as Minnesota roughly, but the UK has 67 million people in about the same space as we have, about 5 million. Finland also has the same population as we do. So the UK, they need to import a lot of food. And leaving Brexit, and with Brexit and everything, we have a chance to negotiate a new free trade agreement. And one thing I always thought was interesting, Joe, is they said that if they were to feed all their people with what they grow, they would run out of food on August 11th every year. And so it just shows what they need to import. So there's a lot of interesting opportunities. And then Finland also, really interesting looking at the dairy industry there with the Valio, which is a big dairy company, and just fascinating and great reception that we had.
You know, I thought, you know, a trade trip, you know, it's kind of maybe a micro market, but when you put in the terms like that, they got a pretty darn big need.
Yeah, they really do. You know, when you look at the opportunities, and we're really not that far away, and you look at one of the top exports that we have there is dry edible beans, which we don't always talk about a lot, but it's a big market for Minnesota, and it's a real growing market. So navy kidney beans, turtle beans, all the different type of dry edible beans, and also ethanol. The UK, interesting enough, just went from a 5% blend to a 10% blend to help control greenhouse gas emissions, where we've had a 10% blend for a long time. So they're importing ethanol from the United States. So it's very, very fascinating to see.
Do they have a diverse agriculture kind of system in the countries you're at, or?
They really do, especially the UK. The one thing I'd say in the UK is it was really interesting to look at their farm programs, where they're going away from like a direct type payment to really tying their payments to farmers. We always hear about the European subsidies that farmers get, but they're both countries are tying their subsidies that farmers will get closely to conservation. And so I looked at a lot of the things that, you know, we do here, whether it's using cover crops or reduced tillage. That's how they're going to be paying their farmers here in the future. And so they really, a lot of livestock in both countries. I thought Finland, being the same size as us, they have about 5,000 dairy farmers in their state, and their average dairy herd size is about 50 cows, where in Minnesota, for example, now we're just over 2,000, and our average is up closer to 200. And so very, very interesting just to kind of see the diversity and just, you know, we're very well thought of as a state. University of Minnesota, a lot of the people that we met had studied there or used information from the university. So I thought that was a really neat thing, too, as well.
Tom, how was their infrastructure there? I know we talk about that a lot here. How is it over there, especially when it comes to, like, biofuels and such?
Yeah, they're really working on their infrastructure, too, as well. And I think one of the things we focused on was supply chain, Joe, because we have the issue here with workers and truck drivers and really moving things around in that. And so that was another thing that they have, you know, and we really focus a lot because of trade on ports and how our products get from here to there. And so looking at their ports, and a lot of times they use Rotterdam and then offload and do different things. And so it was really fascinating to see. Like I said, we had the Port of Duluth along with, and the Port of Port of Duluth is adding a container offloading site and can really is the farthest inland port, and they were very interested in that too as well, especially in the UK, of trying to get more products back and forth between our countries.
What do their grocery stores look like? I know you shared some of the info you found. looks like you found some, spam?
Yeah, you know, and really interesting. Of course, Finland has a lot of fresh fish, a lot of fresh food. One thing I noticed, Joe, too, and just being there, too, was a lot of the plant-based proteins that we are starting to see. And, you know, I'm a big cheeseburger guy and everything, too, but you know, I think in Finland I accidentally ordered some plant-based chicken McNuggets at the Burger King there. But, you know, that plant-based thing is still a small part of their market, but really growing. And so it's really interesting. So they're contracting with a lot of farmers to grow peas and oats as that protein source. And so that I thought was really fascinating. But just to see the products that we sell in their grocery stores too as well was fascinating. And, of course, fine spam and Minnesota products there. Our farmers were really pleased to see.
Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson recapping his recent trade trip to the United Kingdom and also Finland with Governor Walz and many other ag leaders here recently. Well, we wrap up your report. We kind of switch gears, talk about the holidays, and sometimes with holidays can come some holiday stress. We get some hints on how to combat that holiday stress. Gary Crawford, USDA in Washington, D.C.
Many people believe the holidays should be very nice and comfy, cozy, like this music here, relaxing. But for many of us, it turns out more like this. The blistering pace, the strain, the stress.
Yes, this is an extremely stressful time.
That's Brad Dirks. He's a Kansas State University Extension behavioral expert. And what got me talking with him about holiday stress was an earlier interview I did with another Kansas State Extension educator, family finance expert Elizabeth Kish. In the midst of our conversation, she made a very profound statement that many of us may have expressed.
This is a holiday. It's supposed to be fun. What are we panicking about?
Yeah.
You know? And if we are working ourselves up into a panic, to me, that just doesn't seem enjoyable.
Yes, produces more stress than joy in some cases. And sometimes
the scale tips and the stressors become overwhelming.
So to avoid that, Brad Dirks says two things. One, we maybe should sit out and take an inventory of things that we do every year. Maybe there are some things we can reduce or eliminate. Secondly, Brad says we can be physically affected by holiday stress with all kinds of symptoms, and we might not even realize it until we stop and take an inventory and we ask ourselves,
what is your experience of this stress? Is it in your shoulders? Is it in your back? Are you getting headaches? Are you tired? Are you depressed?
Are we having insomnia? Brad says there are things we can do to alleviate some of those problems, eating the right types and quantities of food, exercising a little bit, not depending on pills or alcohol to relax. And one more thing.
We used to call it biofeedback, and now we call it mindfulness.
Mindfulness is just a little routine that Brad Dirk says really can work for us. First, we need to find a quiet place or use noise-canceling headphones and
drop your shoulders, take three or four cleansing breaths, focus on something that's positive. Some people think of go to their happy place, whatever you want to call it. If we relax our shoulders, do some deep breathing exercises, close our eyes, focus on our breathing for 3 to 5 minutes, learn to discipline your mind, those times of mindfulness that take, again, 3 to 5 minutes can be very effective in reducing that in the here and now stress.
Of which there can be a lot during the holidays. So he says every night,
spend 10 minutes relaxing your body, deep breathing. And those things are very effective. I mean, it sounds kind of weird.
Sounds touchy-feely.
It does. It does sound touchy-feely, but it kind of resets your computer back to kind of closer to baseline.
And it can really help make the holidays much more enjoyable. Oh, stop it! That's better. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right, Gary, thank you. You always do a great job. Yeah, try to relax, and that stress can be a little overwhelming. Take some time and enjoy this time of year. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report this morning here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you each week by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. Have a great weekend.